They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talk to me. He told me, that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the
thing. Hit it, hit your intro, hit your intro.
This is Sadie and Elsa
and Lex and Mads.
And you're listening to 91.5
WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
And you're tuned into Brain Dead with special guests who already kind of introduced themselves, but go ahead. Reintro.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
Yep.
Ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm Lex.
Yep, there you go.
And I'm Madeline.
We're seniors.
Break it down. Break us from...
From Boston, Massachusetts.
Not too far away.
From Boxford, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Two just like... amazing,
super
fun
seniors.
Super, well, we're having not really super.
Oh, not
seniors,
well, okay, not like super seniors.
Super,
yeah, super seniors.
Comma seniors. and we're just like so fired up. We wanted to have them. We've been wanting to have you guys for a while now, and we just like couldn't be more excited.
And we're sealing the deal now. We're sealing the deal.
Today is the day.
It's happening.
I always, even though we read that thing, like the statement, every single day or every single show, I always forget it.
Forget which one it is?
Yeah, like I never know. I always get them confused.
I know, because there's multiple. There's the one you hear at the beginning and the one you hear at the end.
Wait, are they different?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Anyways, so you had a couple, like, you guys want to get comfortable on the mic now? Like, what's up?
Yeah, you gotta talk, like, it out and get really
comfortable in front of the mic, honestly.
Wait, there was a, Madeline did a mic'd up video.
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome.
That was like a great mic'd up.
I was supposed to be serious and intense.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that was,
yes.
like, my role, so that it was kinda hard to,
it was
like,
so serious and intense.
Talk
and
be that way.
Yeah.
I was extremely uncomfortable that entire practice.
Wait. Yeah. Weren't you one of, like, the first ones? Like, first mic'd up ones?
I think you were the first mic'd up.
I don't. Maybe someone was before me. But
that's, yeah. No, it's
you have, I feel like you have a good radio voice.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm just not sure what that means.
I'm just sensing it. I feel like we're gonna get comments on that later.
Okay. Yeah. We do tend to get comments.
I would be so flattered.
The voices that come on the show.
My voice kind of sounds weird in here.
I know, it's weird to listen to yourself.
It is weird to listen to.
Yeah.
I think you sound great, Lex.
Yeah, Lex.
Get comfortable with the mic.
Get in there.
They're super comfy. They're both in their matching. Roberta Roller Rabbit. Is that what it is? Roller Rabbit?
Yeah.
PJs?
Yep.
And they look really cute today.
Yeah. It's kind of smart. I feel like it's a, we should have, like, dress
in theme. We should
make
everyone come in themes.
Yeah.
We're starting a trend.
Yeah.
We, like, get the audience involved.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. And if they followed our Instagram, which I think they probably all do because it's all our friends,
yeah.
They would see pictures of you guys repping your cutie pink PJs.
Yeah.
So, what did we listen to before this?
We listened to, okay, first song, Lose You by Bully and Soccer Mommy. Just found it. Really good song. And Use Me, Bill Withers.
Yeah.
And next, a cover, Take Me to the River by Lorde.
Lorde. Mm-hmm. Like, Lorde has
you would not
resurfaced.
Think, you would not think that she would do this one, but it's really good.
It's good, so.
So we're, okay, yeah. We're going to play some more music and then we'll chat.
Chat.
Me in the river. Dip me in the water. I do. All the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall. And here am I, the biggest fool of them.
We're back.
That was a good one, back. Elsa.
I know.
I like that one.
Lord is a good one. I really like Lord. I really like her.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Ooh, I had a thing to talk about.
A question, a thing.
Shout out to my little cousins watching.
Yes.
Listening.
Is this the same set of cousins that was at the game this weekend?
Yeah, came to the Wesleyan game.
Cute.
Any other shout
Such
outs?
Big supporters. Shout out to my family.
Shout out Lex's family.
Shout
and
Jacob,
family.
I think he's listening.
Shout out Jacob. We can't wait for you to get back here.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you.
Get home soon. Oh my God.
Get home safe.
Mad hit it.
Shout out my family. I think they're listening, but I'm not really sure. Love you guys.
Love you guys. You've done so much for me. So
love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Thanks for supporting me all throughout my life.
Shout out Fourth Flow, if you're listening.
Oh yeah,
I
shout
feel
out
like
the hockey
you're
boys.
Like not listening.
Wait, I just told them to listen.
But yeah, they better be listening because otherwise you're fake. And
you're fake. So we
fake. Drop the mic.
Oh wait, is the game the men's March Madness?
5 minutes.
Game on?
5 minutes. Mm. Have you two been watching March Madness?
I have.
What were your thoughts on the final results of
yesterday's
when did they
game?
Play? Yeah, yesterday.
The women's game.
Mm-hmm. Women's game.
I think if we're really gonna get into it, I mean, if my dad's listening right now, he's gonna laugh at me because I'm just gonna say exactly what he was saying.
Okay.
I tend to do that too.
It's hard to win a national championship with just one star player when the rest of the team is just role players.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
this is what Ali Zorn was saying.
The South Carolina girls were also just so tall.
They're so good.
Like, massive. Every time they took a girl off the court, another girl would go in who's even taller. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you can't.
No. And they're just so good.
So good.
They were nasty.
And a lot of young players. Like, that was super cool.
Undefeated season, too.
Undefeated?
Like, that is insane.
That is insane.
Absolutely insane.
Undefeated is crazy. Yeah.
Elsa was like, I was so happy because they, like, finally, is it Dawn Staley?
Finally,
Dawn Staley won. Like, finally. And she was so, like, proud. And then we were like, And
when
then next clip comes up, it's, like, the last four national championships she's won in the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah, she won, like, in 2022.
She's, like, been winning for a lot of years.
But, like, there was, like, this player who, like, graduated, Aaliyah Boss. I've been following them for a while, but this girl who graduated and she didn't win with them, and it was just like so sad. And then they had like an interview, and then she was like, "I just like I'm gonna win it." It was just emotional.
Yeah, no,
it was
good stuff.
But, okay, anyways,
Lex, apparently you're coming up with questions. Do you have one?
Just me,
or
it's a joint effort?
Oh, a joint effort. Yeah, Madeline,
might come up with them on the fly.
Okay. Well, if you don't have anything right now, I have something for you.
Okay, I have something.
Okay, go.
No,
you go.
Okay, I'll go.
No, you go.
If you can pick one sport and you have access to all the best trainers unlimited funds. No, it's not. It became not a door question.
Okay. They're really good at door one, door two questions.
No, it's just if you can pick one sport and you have to go to the Olympics for it. Like, you have to go to the Olympics.
Oh,
unlimited trainers, unlimited funds.
I like that.
Like, best facilities. What sport would you go with?
But are you, like, really good at it? Or,
like, you're going to have to train.
You kind of have to pick an, like, Olympic focused sport, you know?
I pick something kind of niche.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe swimming. Like, I feel like that's what comes to mind.
Really?
Well, winter or summer Olympics?
Probably either. I was thinking like skiing.
Oh, ski racing.
Maybe. Downhill? Like, what's the...
Downhill.
Scary. Okay. That's scary. You would be a really good scary.
I grew up ski racing. Like, really? Very competitively, yes.
Whoa.
But
very
it was like... It's... Well, it's just...
Hands... crossed. Well, you know, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was like top in like fourth grade, you know. No, but like that's giving some crazy.
It's giving EJ saying she was going to go to the Olympics in third grade or for swimming.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're all good at different things, and that's why we make such a good team, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Anyways.
So, Sadie, you would do downhill skiing. What would you do, man?
I said skiing, too.
Skiing, but like, what kind? Type?
Oh, like, half. I can see Mads, like, shredding, like, snowboard, like, freestyle half pipe. Like,
sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, cool. That would be really sick.
I don't know, though. I need to think more about this.
Or cross-country skiing, Lex, maybe.
Okay, I don't know what this event is called, but it's something where you're, like, riding a horse and, like, shooting a target at the same time.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. That's in the Olympics?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I feel like it's so niche.
It's very.
Maybe.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
And get there.
You could train up and get there. Wait, I don't know. I feel like sneaky, that would be pretty hard.
You're going to get to the Olympics?
No.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Wait, what?
I think I would do.
Yeah, wait,
I thought we were going regardless.
Also, what would you do?
I would do freestyle snowboarding. For sure.
Exactly.
For sure. Or freestyle skiing.
So cool.
It's so cool though.
Like, yeah. You like look at these people and you're like, that's not real.
It's like, know? So, yeah.
I feel like gymnastics is kind of insane.
Oh, gymnastics is so
I'm so not built for that. So.
You know, what's the other one? Like the bobsled or something where you're like pretty much just like on like the ice. Is this a real thing?
What?
It is.
When you're on the ice, what
bob
do you mean?
Sledding or something? Elaborate. When you're like in this like, yes, it's yes. Almost looks, no, yeah, it's a sled. And then you're like going super fast. And it's like aerodynamic.
It's like a Disney movie.
Is it? Wait, it could be.
Oh,
but do no, you guys what's that? Sled? What's that team that won it? That like had never.
I don't
had a
think it's like a team though.
No, there's I'm a. Pretty it's sure a team. Bobsledding is a team.
It's
okay.
A bunch of people.
Look this
or individual. It looks like a canoe.
Wait,
no. Yes. Like one
what is that? What was that movie? If anybody knows, please DM us. That'd be great.
It's not a lot of people.
Okay, wait, guys, we're gonna play a song.
Anyways, yeah, and we'll get back to you on this.
See, Teresa,
I'll have some answers when we come back.
I think of a new question.
We'll think of a new one. That was a good question though. I like that.
I liked that.
Saint Teresa. Future birds.
And go.
Three.
Saint Teresa with her dog on the beach. She'd been divorced for years and drunk for weeks. Power walking from the ghost she sees in her sleep. It's gay sons and younger blondes with dog in the sand, throws up his paws and says, hey man, would you get yourself a grip, lay off the leash a bit, and keep in mind we're talking to the dog again. Why you gotta go and take it all so bad? Oh my. Sick as hell, like barely afloat. Fill it up with tequila, porn, and dynamite. I'll put the throttle down and tear it off. Put the nose into the night. If everything comes from nothing and back to nothing, it must go. So if either way we burn out, girl, let's give them all on the show.
I know. Wait.
Press now.
Okay, well. Sadie's on me.
Oh, sorry.
Sadie's on me for the... Or not on. You're like, it's good because I would never
remember. We have like a role... At this point, like we have our roles figured out. So like we walk in here. Elsa's like manages the soundboard. Like she's got that all down.
The tech. Sadie reminds me to like...
I run the like social medias and like I, you know, cue the playlist and stuff. And then I'm also like on Elsa. I'm like, press now so press that like on Spinach...
Yeah. Love you, Sadie. We have a great team. I love you. Boom.
Oh, you guys, you're the best.
We just...
Oh, okay, can I ask my question?
Yes,
so we were just talking about how you guys, off the air, we were talking about how you guys lived in Florida. When did you do this? And tell us a little bit about that and what that experience was for you.
Yeah, more like just a quick synopsis, like PG version. Like, tell us about it.
Yeah.
So, freshman spring, we found out we were maybe not going to have a season. So, Lex and I were like... And Grace, we're not really feeling inclined to come back to campus when it was completely locked down.
Mid-COVID, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough time to be here. So we moved down to Fort Lauderdale and lived with Lex's grandparents for a couple months. And we worked in this, like, residency hotel at this restaurant and, like, essentially, like, ran this restaurant with all these people from Florida.
That's crazy.
They thought that we were the best employees, the smartest people that they've like ever met. And we were 19 years old.
Wow.
So Mads and Grace were hostesses. So they were front
of
the house.
Were you
front
of the phones?
Yep.
And then I was like, I did a couple different things.
Okay.
Waitress, food server, bar back.
You were working.
On the weekends, we would serve the beach. Like, we'd be beach waitresses.
Whoa.
Be like, running through the sand.
Oh my god!
Really alone.
What type of restaurant was this? Like, what type of food?
Really fancy.
Really?
Whoa. Yes. The food was actually so good.
Oh
wow!
And it was right on the water. Seafood. Like, so
did you get
beautiful.
Good like free meals too? Like,
no.
Yeah,
no.
Like, I got more because I worked. Back
family
there.
Meals? No.
No, they did not.
Mad,
do that.
You're just
okay.
That's so crazy.
I was in the front and they were
them. Too.
Oh, I guess. COVID.
Me and Grace literally like were like the front of this restaurant.
Yes.
And Grace like at this point in her life could not speak to adults.
Wait, you oh my god, the Yelp reviews.
When we first got to this job, we like had no idea what we were getting into.
Yeah.
Just showed up and like we're there for a couple days and they didn't tell us what we're supposed to wear, anything about pretty much anything about this job. So we get there and me and Grace are just wearing like white jeans and like tank tops and sneakers. And we find out this is like a high-end restaurant,
oh
but we
gosh.
Like don't have the clothes for it. And there was like, they were so understaffed that they were just like, you guys just have to be at the front of this. We go on Google one day and read the reviews about like the restaurant.
No.
And a bunch of them were literally like, the hostess was wearing like a crop top and ratty sneakers. Like, how dare they at an establishment
how
like this?
They?
And me and Grace are just like, oh my god.
You're like sweating.
God,
you're like, hi, how can we help you today? You're like 19.
Yeah, we were
you're
like
spring breakers in Florida.
No, Grace was the funniest.
Hilarious. Oh, I
Grace
can't imagine.
So funny.
Oh my god.
She was trying to like
maybe we'll
show
have Grace
people around
on
the
here.
Restaurant, and I was
so you guys can get that picture of Grace.
Really,
she still I don't think has a wallet. But she shows up the first day. We have to sign all these
she's
forms.
She's probably asleep right now.
She has all of her cash, her credit card, her ID in a Ziploc bag.
No.
And that's what she shows up with.
She didn't even bring her ID. We had to like sign all these forms to work, and she didn't. Didn't she
oh,
not
she didn't
bring her
anything
ID.
With her? Had to go back and get it, and then comes back with a Ziploc bag.
They're like, we can't hire you if you don't have like. An
she's
ID.
Like, I've got nothing. She, they're like,
she's
in your
like,
pockets.
I'm here,
she's like, nothing in there.
I'll work. That's really funny.
Though.
Oh my gosh. Like the Yelp reviews are crazy.
It's really funny. Yeah,
I used to check that when I worked at a restaurant, like thinking maybe they would like say something.
Like, they're like, who's that
they're
girl?
Like, that
girl's
like,
wow.
She was the best.
We had the waitress, Sadie.
We had the best, yeah.
She's so hot and cool and fun.
Whatever. No, that's hilarious. The stories you guys have from that time are, like, actually ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. I love to hear about them. And it's crazy now to, like, be, like, a sophomore and think, like, that was you, like, last year for us.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't know. It's just really funny.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Great time. That's awesome.
Living with my grandparents, too, was, like, the funniest thing ever.
Really?
One time, well, Grace was taking classes while we were there. So she worked a lot less than us, and she would kind of sit out by the pool all day and, like, do her classes out there.
Oh, this story.
She falls asleep on the couch in my grandparents' backyard.
Oh, gosh.
And the guy who cleans their pool comes in, and my grandpa is just, like, a clown. So he comes out, and he's like, shh. He's like, she's sleeping. Like, I picked this homeless girl up from the beach and said that she could sleep here.
Stop.
And the pool guy would, like, come and thought that Grace was just a homeless girl. Who was, like, living with my grandparents to be in the
back. Oh, my God.
That's so
funny. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Yep.
Look how far you've come, though.
I know.
Four years later. Still in your PJs on the radio show. You finally made it. They were talking about how they did voice memo podcast while you're in Florida.
We had big ideas for
now.
A
we're like, you've made it big time here.
Yeah, it's
we
a
would
fish.
Record Brain our dead. Conversations and then read like listen to them back and be like, what was that?
What are we talking?
You're like,
about?
Oh my God, we're spinning fire right now. And then you listen to them, it's like, whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh. So
yeah,
funny.
That's hilarious. Okay,
okay,
okay.
What's up now?
My grandparents are going to love this. They're big Beyonce fans.
Wait, the new album is so good.
Cowboy Carter from the new album.
Yep.
Little Dolly Parton. So good. Here you go.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair, bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same. More than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself. To my man, but you don't want this smoke, so shoot your shot with someone else.
You heard me.
Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man. Jolene, I know I'm a queen, Jolene, I'm still a Creole Benji bitch from Louisiana. As you do, you a bird, go on and sing your tune, Jolene. I had to have to talk with you, cause I hate to have to act a fool. Your peace depends on how you move, Jolene. Me and my men cross those valleys, highs and lows and everything between. Could be rolling like tumbling. You came to God by what planted seeds. I know my man's gonna stand by me, breathing in my gentle breeze.
Across those valleys, highs and lows, and everything between. The keys rolling like tumbling weeds.
He says to her,
he says to her,
he says it's hard to be.
Talking. Oh yeah. Okay, caller, yeah, caller, whoever you are out there. We tried to answer the phone, but we can't. So you have to call again if you want us to answer. And then we can't promise
we're
anything.
Gonna, like,
and
then we're gonna try.
We don't know how to answer the phones, but we try. We'll try our best. So call.
Okay, I have a question. So actually it's not, I don't know why I'm like acting so dramatic.
Hold on.
I know, the music
was
pretty loud.
The music was so loud. My apologies.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, everyone.
It was like a good vibe.
So sorry, everyone.
So my question is, what's your hot take, your music hot take, branded takes, gotta be on?
Sadie.
What? Can you hear?
Find it, Sadie.
Find it. Sadie, find it. Sadie had one stutter today, and we were like peeing ourselves. We were like... Sadie, find it.
Find it.
Find it.
Yeah.
It tends okay, so you have, anyways, yeah, yeah. Do you guys have
so
any
what's
music
your
hot, takes?
Hot take?
Well, we were discussing before this, and one that we share is that we both really enjoy piano music.
That's such a good one.
With no words, just relaxing. Mm. We used to play it in the background all the time.
Really?
Yeah. A background of what?
Just the background.
Life, just like,
we would literally
all of our conversations
castle.
On the voice memos.
We would like sit at the beach and
have a song for you right
and
now,
read me. Books and play piano music.
Wait, that's perfect.
All afternoon.
Now during our conversation, so we really get
it's the
good.
Background. It's background.
Wait,
music.
I have a couple.
Okay, I have some good background.
I literally collect
these. Here, do this one.
Which, okay, just text it to me, and then
yeah,
I'll play it.
So we'll come back to the...
Is it playing in the
background? No, I'm not hearing it. Oh, louder? It's really quiet.
Oh, it does.
This is just study music.
Really, yeah, it's my study music.
No, it needs to have needs a little to, more,
every,
like...
Everybody yeah. has to talk
a little more energy.
Little. Okay,
we should
so
just play one next, maybe.
Maybe just play one
from
next.
The guy.
Which guy?
From the guy.
Who's the guy?
It's definitely very, hi everybody. It's hello, 9 p.m. Elsa.
It's
9:30. It's
9:40. Did you guys,
this is like ASMR.
It's 9:40 p.m.
How was everybody's experience with the solar eclipse? I feel like we got to address that.
We do have to address that.
Madeline and Lex,
guys,
you
have to dial in.
Did you watch the solar eclipse today?
We've pivoted.
kind of.
Did you see it?
We looked through, the maybe Brett's glasses before we left the locker room.
Yeah, he was a fan
that's
of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Brett is our trainer, athletic trainer.
I was hoping that it was going to look a little bit better.
Yeah.
You have Brett on the
I meant to say we should send him the link, we should show him, tell him about our show because I don't think we've like
he would definitely
dial him he would totally
yeah,
listen
Brett, if
I think
saying,
the coaches have fallen off, they don't listen to our show anymore, but they used to. Well, unless really? They're here, if you're there,
yeah,
text us.
Oh my God, hey, coach.
Because
hey,
all three, like all three of them, were pretty active listeners. Hetty
they
and
were.
Coach would
they
listen
were definitely.
During
Hetty
at 6
was a really
last year.
Yeah, she was a dedicated listener. I know.
Great.
I miss Hetty too.
Stuff.
Hetty, if you're listening, we miss you.
Yeah, Jake, if you're listening, text us a blue heart because
yeah, a blue heart and an elephant, please.
Yes, please.
What did you guys think of the eclipse?
Well, I was a little annoyed, frankly, that it got kind of cold and dark during that hour period.
Yeah. It did get
and
cold.
And the UVs were gone. Like, I was a little...
Did that happen?
The one nice
it
day
was
we
dark.
Have.
The UV.
Well, of course the UVs were gone because, like,
it was
the sun was blocked.
Right, we probably sound so stupid talking about this.
But, like, it got cold.
Yeah,
like, genuinely
people
like,
who know
the
nothing
UV
about the eclipse
was
discussing
gone.
It.
The UV. I'm kind of mad because my 3 UV was
I
not
just,
there.
Like, I was under the impression that, like, it was going to be orange outside and look kind of, dark and, like,
it did
different.
Look a little bit dark for
I
a second.
Had,
it looked dim,
yeah.
But, like...
It was,
if I
it
didn't
dimmed.
Know there was an eclipse, I don't think
was,
I would have known that there was an eclipse.
Yeah, no. I had two feelings. One, it's kind of crazy.
It was
crazy. A little mind-blowing.
It was a little mind-blowing. It was
but
a little
then
more
I was like, all right, okay,
I think
whatever.
That the glasses yeah, were, like, a little crazy. Like, putting on the glasses and, like, seeing something new was, like, crazy. But I think after
right.
Yeah,
I was bored. I wasn't seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
then
I
got
impressed
bored.
By the whole thing.
Cool.
It looked like a little crescent moon.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad. Literally. Yeah, we had to cover it. It was just like
it had to be. Yeah, like
elephant in the room.
Elephant in the room.
It's kind of like the weather. Like, let's just cover
that. Oh, I have a question. Are you guys like Mercury in retrograde like believers? Like, do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know much about this.
Okay.
Like,
T-O. Yeah.
Do we have to T-O?
I'm
T-O. This is a big topic.
I'm T-O. I know. I'm gonna T-O.
Okay.
I'm gonna T-O and play, and then let's come back to this.
TB.
Yeah.
TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Telling them about the new play.
Press now.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
our love is a lie. And so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling in.
Wherever you go, whatever you
come back.
What was that
come
song, Elsa?
Stumbling In. Chris Norman, Susie Quattro.
Nice.
So good.
Nice, nice.
Wait, Lex, low-key, we could play the song that you think is similar, like, right now, if you want. Later. Anyways, this is an off-air combo.
Anyways.
Go ahead. Sadie, question.
Elsa, do you have a question of the day? You haven't asked any questions today.
Well, you just put me really on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. I did. I'm sorry.
Well, we were just talking about astrology. Do you guys?
I thought you were going to say Australia.
Yeah, same.
No,
I also thought that. I did not know what direction
we haven't
we were
actually.
Going. We haven't
told
even talked about. Well, we could
yet.
Talk about. Oh, yeah, we haven't told.
We
people.
Haven't announced to
should
all of
tell
our fans.
People? Oh my god.
Elsa
guys, our radio show
yeah,
will not
yeah.
be active.
This is why I was waiting
oh.
for me.
Well, we're going to figure out. Oh, my God.
That's
so sad. Yeah, see,
but
yeah,
I had a question.
We're going to, okay.
But
yeah,
yeah,
that's what I was
on.
Saying.
Go
okay,
on.
Well, we're moving across the pond. We're going to Australia.
We're going to Australia.
The land
the
down under.
July through November, we will be in Sydney, Australia. And
that was so serious. from
and
July
PTO,
to November.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll be hosting.
On your Euro tour, you should just extend it for a couple weeks and then help
like
us
a couple
move
months.
In. Yeah, or a
yeah,
couple
like,
months.
Yeah, literally.
Well, because June? Come visit us, Logan. Doesn't matter.
Anyways, we'll come back to this topic towards the end of the semester, which is now. Anyways, Madeline and Lex, so you're about to graduate, which is crazy.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Now, what is what is one thing each that like you want to do, fulfill, like, I don't know, or like before you graduate, or the second one is when you think back on like top memory, just that immediately comes to mind of college so far.
Oh, top memory?
Yeah, it's like a really hard question because I know it's loaded, but.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot.
One thing we always talk about is sophomore year.
Yeah.
Sophomore year is the peak of college, and here's my rationale for that. Freshman year is obviously so exciting. Like, you're making friends, you're getting to know new people. But sophomore year, you've made your friends, and you're so excited to come back to school, and you all live together now, and you know who your friends are, and you just have, such a good sense of community. And then junior and senior year, like, everybody splits up and goes into their houses, and it's just, like, not the same.
Yeah.
So true. Soak it up.
I know.
We're soaking. We're trying to soak.
That is the best year, though.
It's actually
awesome. There's, like, so little pressure on you to do anything,
too. Like, you don't even need to, like, get a job over the summer, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. We're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I know. We're like, living in that, and, like, it's kind of weird to think about. Like, but I think it was especially, like, special for you guys because you came out of, like, all these COVID restrictions, like, freshman year, right? So it was,
and you guys were kind of
our
living
first normal year.
Yeah, it was, like, the combo of, like, all the newness of freshman, that you usually get freshman year, and then, like, on top of already having that communication.
Yeah, that
like,
is very true.
Yeah. And you guys were all living with each other, which I feel like was really fun. Because we're living with each other, but we're a little more separated.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to, like, we're getting your guys' house, which is crazy.
Oh, I am so excited to come back about. And visit you.
Guys. And Elsa and I are actually on your floor.
Yeah, we're taking over your floor, which is so sad. But I guess it'll be, it's just going to be weird. Like, it feels like your house. And
it is totally your house.
It's going to be weird.
Which is good why, like, we're not going to be there, like, early on in the fall, so that it's, like a lighter transit. I don't know.
I'm so curious to see how different it's going to be. Because, the way it is now is completely different than it was for the seniors before.
Yeah. It's weird. It is pretty special that we can, like, pass down the house, though. Because I feel like that's really cool.
Such the best thing ever.
Yeah. And it's very central to campus, and it's, like, perfect location. And it's a great house.
And it's nice,
We need to start, like, a wall or something in there where we, like, write next to each other.
Yeah, can you guys, like, write something special for us?
Or something.
Yeah, it does.
Do that. Or depending on, like, whose room we all get, like, leave something.
I will. I'm going to leave something for whoever gets my room.
Great.
A letter.
Okay, cool.
A letter.
Yeah.
Being like, take care of this room more
take
than I do.
Take care of this room.
This room has a lot of potential.
I know, we have to pick, pick rooms.
No decorations on
that
wall.
Yeah, your room's kind of crazy.
Shades are always down, clothes all over the floor.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you've got a crazy chair over there.
Yeah.
So we're in the last 5 minutes, so I say we play one more, and then
we can talk for the last.
Talk away.
All right.
That was quick.
Okay.
I know.
What do we got now?
I know. Who's on Stop the Rain?
Let's do Bodyguard.
Bodyguard?
Ah,
okay.
Yes.
Yes, I love this song. Okay, I love this song.
Press now.
So sweet. I give you kisses in the backseat. I whisper secrets in the backbeat. It out. Inhaling whiskey when you kiss my neck. We've been hurting, but it's happy out. So
Check, 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 check,
check, check. Outro,
hey,
outro.
Is this thing on?
Hey,
I don't know if I said this. Wait, the song is still pretty loud. I don't know if I said this last week.
What?
Or last show, but like when I used to like write so many songs when I was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I would always write like in the top of like the lyrics, like verse before verse one, it would always be like, hey, check, check, is this thing on?
Oh. Because every song ever did that. A check, check. Is this thing on?
Like all like the Disney Channel, yeah. like songwriter Mendler
vibe. I love that. Shout out Bridget Mendler.
Wait, you were talking about her last time. I'm obsessed with her
every
these
time.
Days.
We
what can't she do?
She's literally, we bring her up every show in just some way. I don't know why.
What is she up to like these days?
She's no, we talked like, about this.
Oh
last
my god,
Sadie.
I want to talk
everything.
About
what is she doing?
I want to like, talk about
she's created her own space.
Her space launch
space
thing.
All right, what?
We don't
she's
need
the
to, like,
CEO. Okay,
we have actually 50 Bridget seconds Mendler. Left, so like we don't need
no
but
one
I
want
to
it.
Talk about JoJo Siwa.
Oh my
god.
I can't believe we haven't covered JoJo Siwa.
I like literally.
What happened to her?
I can't escape her.
Did something happen?
We're going to have to watch some TikToks when we get out of this place.
Escape her.
Because
she's
all over my Instagrams.
She's everywhere.
I've been watching Dance Moms, like the
Dance Moms, yeah.
The
so
old
unreal.
Episodes, and seeing
dance,
her live yeah. is crazy.
Oh my god, it's just I feel deeply uncomfortable.
It's so
I don't know why.
Strange.
What do you mean?
I wanted deeply uncomfortable. I wanted to be on Dance Moms when I was younger.
Yeah,
I would like stand in watching this show, like practicing my.
I like thought
turns.
I probably
there was
could.
A reunion with all of them.
You need to watch
Wait,
it.
I need to watch it.
I don't
when
know.
Is it coming out?
You guys are big reality TV.
This is Sadie and Elsa. You are listening to 90.